Wilde was born in Coventry, England, but spent his formative years in nearby Birmingham. By coincidence, he won a scholarship to the same high school that J.R.R. Tolkien had attended. Lee went to law school in Sheffield, but after part-time work in theater, he joined Granada TV in Manchester for what turned out to be an 18-year career as a presentation director during British TV's golden age. Next on Lee's career path was a decision to buy $6 worth of paper and pencils. He sat down, got down to it, and wrote The Killing Floor, the first in the Jack Reacher series. The book was an immediate success and launched the incredibly popular series. Lee now splits his time between his apartment in Manhattan, country homes in England and the south of France, and whatever airplane cabin he happens to be in while traveling between them. Today we'll speak with Lee about number 20 in the Reacher series, Make Me. Welcome, Lee. It's wonderful to have you back with us on The Book Report.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
In Make Me, you don't waste a moment. The opening sentences. Moving a guy as big as Kiever wasn't easy. It was like trying to wrestle a king-size mattress off a waterbed. So they buried him close to the house. Wow. Please give us a glimpse into the story of Make Me.
Yeah, well, it starts out with that burial, and of course that then immediately begs the question, who is this guy? Who's burying him? Why did they kill him? What's going on? And that's the basic question that we don't get answered until right at the end of the book. Right after that scene, you see, during that scene, actually, they have a slight problem burying the guy because the train comes by and it's late. They thought they were safe. They thought nobody was going to see what they were doing, but in the distance, a train which is delayed by hours and hours, the train rumbles by, and that's a secondary question. Reacher is on that train. We find that out pretty quickly. Did he see? Did he notice? And again, we don't get that question answered for a long time.
I want to quote Reacher here, and here goes. I travel, I move around, I see things, I go where I want. A few bucks in my pocket and 4 points on the compass. Now, we're all familiar with gap years. Some folks take time off to recharge and re-energize, to find themselves. But what is it in Reacher's history that makes him absolutely incapable of staying put, of making a commitment?
Well, he was a military kid. You know, his dad was a Marine officer, and therefore he grew up with his brother on one base after another in all parts of the world, sometimes, you know, maybe Germany, sometimes the Pacific, back in America sometimes. So he's been on the move all the time. He went to dozens of different schools. He never spent more than 2 or 3 months in the same place. And then he was serving himself in the Army. Same thing. He was here, there, everywhere. Now he's out of the Army. And he thought he would just spend a year catching up on what he had not had time to see before, all the various sites and the tourist things. He thought he would go and check a few things out. And I guess he assumed that, you know, after a year or so, he would find something to do. But he never has. He just can't break that habit. He doesn't want to stay in one place. He doesn't want to commit. He's just addicted to the open road.
You call him an instinctive brawler, and that was even before his Army training. Isn't that right?
Yeah, as a kid, he just had something in his DNA that made him a fighter, you know. Instead of backing away from a problem, he steps up and faces it. And I think there are people like that, and he's one of them, and that has had a big effect on his life. It influenced his career, and of course now it influences what he does if he's faced with a problem.
Your dialogue writing seems so natural. I've always wondered why this phrase, Reacher said nothing, shows up kind of often. Is this a way that you're asking the reader to fill in the blanks?
Well, it's a way of kind of punctuating the rhythm, and it's also a way of emphasizing this is a guy who doesn't say things just for the sake of it. You know, he's quite comfortable with remaining quiet, and in some books he says, you know, he's capable of going days without saying a word. He's comfortable in his own skin. He won't say anything just for the sake of it. He won't say something until he's got something worth saying.
You're a writer and a communicator. Do you feel that way sometimes?
Yeah, I think silence is a really good thing. I think that, and we can see it all around us, I think, you know, with politicians or whatever, sometimes it's better to say nothing rather than say something stupid.
This is not any kind of a spoiler in the book, but Reacher gets a bit hurt in this novel. That's a departure for him. Why now?
Well, partly because I don't want to do the same book every year. I think, you know, we've got to have a bit of variation. And also, I think we've got to have a bit of reality. I mean, although Reacher is fundamentally a kind of mythic and legendary type of character, we've got to introduce reality. And, you know, this is the 20th book. He's had lots of fights. He's been in lots of scrapes. Sooner or later, he's going to get hurt. And in this book, yeah, he takes a blow to the head. He ends up with a headache. The woman he's with is a little worried about his condition, which adds to the characterization. Instead of just him worrying about her, now she's worrying about him, and they're moving forward together.
We're speaking with Lee Child on the Book Report. Tell us about the deep web.
Yeah, that was something that I got into thinking about, and the principle is that, you know, if you were to do a Google search for me or for you, for instance, it would come up with loads of different references. But the point is, you've got to work quite hard to get those references up there. You know, there's a whole skill set in being head of the list or being on page one of the results. And equally, if you want to avoid detection, you just don't do that work, or you make sure that nobody will ever find you. And because we can never be sure what's down there, we don't know how big the deep web is, but some people say it could be 10 times bigger than the surface web. All kinds of things going on down there, mostly criminal activity, hidden from sight. And, you know, there's always a flip side to everything, and the internet is great for a lot of people, and yet there is this dark aspect to it.
What exactly is TOR?
TOR is a sort of search engine or a language that they use down there. It's called the Onion Router. Onion being a reference to the fact that it's got many, many layers. And that is what powers the deep web. That's what keeps all this stuff secret. And ironically, it was invented by the U.S. government. They invented this kind of secret web so that whistleblowers or political dissidents from around the world could have a place to communicate. And of course, it got co-opted and used for bad purposes.
The villains in Make Me are, in my opinion, among the darkest in your series. What was your inspiration for their dastardly plans?
I just thought, you know, what is the worst thing can happen? And the whole theme of the book is that you think it's one thing. You know, you end up thinking that a big surprise happens at the end, and you think that's the answer, but then Reacher is saying, no, there's got to be more than this. And sure enough, then there's another big surprise that reveals the actual truth. And, you know, I have no specific knowledge of it, but I think I'm pretty sure that this stuff really happens. And because that's how life is these days. You can't make this stuff up. You know, whatever you imagine will be happening somewhere in the world.
Well, of course you have fans around the world, but what is it like to have the adoration of an author like Stephen King, who you recently appeared with at Harvard?
Yeah, well, that was completely surreal because, of course, I've been reading him for however long it is now. What is it, like 30, 40 years? I've been reading him, and he's just a great storyteller and a very interesting guy, clearly, you know, with this amazing imagination. And to be on the same stage as him was like a dream come true. It's just one example of the amazing things that can happen as a writer.
Do you ever think to spend time on a standalone novel in between the Reacher novels?
I kind of do. You know, there's a lot of ideas that I would like to pursue, and there's a lot of themes that I would like to explore, but I fundamentally believe entertainment is a two-way street. You know, you give people what they want, and people want the next Reacher story. I think it would be kind of perverse if I said, you know what, I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to give you this other thing. I think that however good that book might be, it would kind of start out with two strikes against it. People would be unhappy that Reacher wasn't in it.
So any final thoughts about Make Me?
I just hope people really enjoy reading it, and it gives them a good few days. And, you know, I hope the big surprise at the end doesn't upset them too much.
Well, it was dark, but it was a fabulous read. I read it in two sittings. Lee, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, and absolutely. Good to be with you.
All righty. Bye now.
Bye.